Hey, welcome everyone.
How's everybody doing? Glad to have you back. Excited.
Boom.
Great show coming at us.
Dagum Dag Podcast coming at you.
Very exciting day. This is the first episode that we're doing where we actually have a guest in the house.
Oh.
We're doing an interview. And we'll get into that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get rolling too far, we got to give a shout.
Boom.
Shout out. You start shouting.
Shout.
Hey.
No, Bison Fence.
You don't even know the name.
Damn it.
It's Bison Fence. By Randall Cole Carnegie Esquire. And his brother Corey. Not Cody. I said Cody last week.
It's Corey.
I know it's Corey. I said Cody. There's too many C names.
We got C Dub.
Corey. Cody. Colt. Cole.
Yeah.
I can't.
What the?
Whatever.
Someone like the letter C.
It's too much. Also, Fit Donut.
Boom. Fit Donut.
Get in there, get a Fit Donut.
Delicious raspberry lemonade.
Anyway.
There I go after.
And then also Treasure Valley Eco Wash. Check them out. They come. They clean out your guys' garbage cans. It's a great deal. Gene Luzzi, mm-hmm. Hit them up. They're on Instagram, Facebook, all that. Now that we're
hit
done.
Hit them all up.
We're done.
Tell them that the Dadgum Dad sent you.
Dadgum, yeah.
That we don't get anything.
Yeah, we don't get anything. Just let them know. Maybe they'll give us a free donut or something. I don't know.
Well, I did tell Randall that we get free fence service, but he didn't.
I'm going to have him come fix my fence at least.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
Okay.
I got to pull it busted. Anyway.
Get him.
We digress. Here we go. So.
Here we go.
In the house for our special today on the expecting dad and a dirt bike. There he goes.
That's
our dirt bike neighbor. What's up, man? Give him a shout.
And my dog barking. We're not editing that out, so.
Nah, it's just in. You guys got to deal with that. That's just part of living out in the farmland, huh, Adam?
Yep. Every day, all day.
So back before I got interrupted by Billy Bob there, we got Shelby Padgett, my brother-in-law. Say hello, Shelby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Shelby! It's Shelby.
Shelby the boy. Shelby. Like the car.
You're not a boy, you're a man.
Yeah, that was my tagline at work. I'm like, hey, it's Shelby, like the car. And like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not like the dog, not like your daughter.
So we've been wanting to do, you know, we've been wanting to do an interview for a while. We've been wanting to wait till we had a little setup. And I thought, what better than for, you know, the expecting dad? Let's get the
pressure's
expecting dad.
On.
My brother-in-law. This is my brother-in-law. It's a big deal. It's the guy that knocked up my baby sister.
Get him.
Okay.
And so, you approved him?
I approved him.
All right.
Okay.
That's good.
We'll have to go to that process later.
Yeah.
I feel like we'll be down this road a few times.
Yeah, it's
gonna late Albertsons.
Yeah, that happened the other day. No, we'll talk about that later. Before we get going too far, Shelby, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell everybody, you know.
So Shelby, originally from the once great state, California.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I was born in Washington, so you know, small town roots in Puyallup, and then grew up in the Bay Area. Found my way out to Idaho about almost 6 years ago now. I say I've got roots here because my mom was born in Boise.
So what brought you over here?
A quality of life. Among other things.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I mean.
Back to America.
You're not alone, bro.
It's not old,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's actually pretty ironic because I grew up visiting out here, like Homedale, Parma, and Caldwell.
See, that's not just name dropping, okay?
No.
He's not like, oh, Boise.
Or Boise.
Boise.
I didn't even know Boise had a city until my brother went to BSU, like maybe seven years ago. Before that, we were all out on the farmland all the time with my aunts and uncles. So
that's cool.
Yeah, those are small towns.
Yeah,
no one really knows. Yeah. If you're like, I'm from Hondo, where's that? It's about 40 minutes.
Well, no, you're a realtor, though. You might have looked that up.
Yeah, found my way out here. Don't say it too loud. Some people, you know, I don't put it on my license plate tag. I don't want to get keyed.
You son of a gun!
But yeah, I'm in real estate, you know, help people find a home and, you know, buy or sell or invest and help with portfolio planning, all that fun stuff, and learning myself. So it's been a really, really growing season for me the last, like, 4 years or so. So
nice,
transitioned
man.
Out of high-tech sales, did that in, like, for about 10 years with tech companies out of the Bay Area and the East Coast and all over the place and traveled to the Southeast mostly.
You piqued my interest with the high-tech sales.
Yeah, I'm not high-tech. I was a sales guy.
No, I know, but what were you selling?
I worked for startup companies. So one of them was like enterprise wireless LAN and edge network security. So when Wi-Fi became an actual commercial-grade product, we're putting it in schools and businesses.
It's kind of like what Tyler was doing then.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he got in from when they were starting.
So like 2009.
He was when they were established, but he was like when they were starting up.
Look at this guy.
Got to go public with one of the companies, and that was an interesting ride. Didn't really make much money from it, but it was cool to be like, part of it. Have champagne at like 5 in the morning, be like, woo! and then watch your stock just
plummet. You're like, all right.
Well, I guess that startup didn't work. On to the next one.
Now it's Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So yeah, and
cool.
Coming up on 2 years of marriage with my lovely wife,
Angie.
Jackson. Was a Jackson.
Was a Jackson. Jackson. Yeah, she's a Paget. Now,
Paget.
Paget.
Yeah. It's Paget.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're...
I'm trying to sugarcoat it.
Yeah. Don't French it up, Joe Dirt.
It's Pisson.
Yeah. 2 years. Yeah. 2 years almost in July, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, 2 years in July.
Man.
You were there.
I got lit you were at dancing. That wedding, boy. Let me tell you.
This does not surprise me.
I love weddings.
Someone literally did a backflip on the dance floor.
That that was my ear friend. No joke. Yeah,
I was like, I would like to see that.
He has some rowdy dudes that are like, you know, because he's in motocross, right? You know,
yeah,
you're
an old dude, that was motocross my cue that guy in for
us. Yeah, exactly.
Knew it. Yeah, one of your buddies. Knew wheelie across the
car. We're going to be out at the intersection of cornfield and aqueduct.
Just pick my location. You'll see it.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, now we're pregnant. First, you know, I got a little late start. I'm 34, so...
Yeah.
I don't know how old are you guys.
I'm 35. He's like 52.
Easy.
Feels like
I'll be 37 in July.
Oh, okay. God, I feel like
dirty.
37. That's right. No, 37 July. Yeah. No, you're not too much.
You know, you're lucky this microphone.
He's an old bag.
I'd come across his desk right
bats
now.
Over here.
Yeah, the bat. Dang it, you got the bat.
I got the bat.
I got plastic bags over here.
You know what though, man? Hey, you know what what I like is you guys, you took your time. You know, my sister took her time finding the right guy.
For a redhead.
Waiting for a ginger to show up.
We're the best.
I know. I'm outnumbered in here. I'm outnumbered.
Maybe bald now, but look at the beard.
I see it.
The hair used to be that color.
Yeah. But I think it was good, man. You know, you guys, you waited, you found each other, and, you know, and then got busy. And now we got a little Bennett.
Yeah, we're ready for I say we're ready. We're not ready. But we're
as ready
as we can be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And prepared.
So you got a game plan, but then when the baby comes, just throw the game plan right out the door.
That's
because the baby's going to look at you and be like, you think you got it planned. Yeah.
So when you
it's not going to be like that.
So when you found out that Angela's pregnant, did you want it to be a boy or a girl, or did you care?
I kind of had an inkling I wanted to be a boy. And I almost, like, thought it was going to be a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought for sure, like, no, it's going to be a girl. Almost, I don't know if it was in spite or if she was genuinely wanting a little girl.
Yeah.
Because she likes, you know, she wants a little princess.
Well, I remember that's all I would tell anybody that ever says they're pregnant, because we had a girl. I just say it's a girl.
Just because.
I didn't get a boy, so you don't get one either.
So you have no idea what I do with a little girl. You're doing amazing.
I didn't know. I figured it out. That's parenting, man. You figure it out. No book's going to help you.
You
no
read
video,
all the books
no,
you want.
You can do whatever.
You can go on to Dr. Phil and try and get some lessons. What you gotta do?
What were you thinking? I mean, you let the boys pee in the sink. What were you thinking?
You just weren't thinking.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Catch me outside.
So you got your boy.
Yeah.
You got your boy.
Benny boy.
I like it.
Eggs Benny, I think that's
what
Eggs
Benny's probably sticking, dude. I know. Well, you know, the minute they told us his name, I started coming up with nicknames
you
and
son
stuff.
Of a gun.
Nobody ever, whatever your name is, I'm going to butcher it and change it into something else. I don't
care. It's not a bad outcome. I mean, who doesn't like Eggs Benny?
Dude, Eggs Benny's good. Hollandaise sauce.
That sauce.
Yeah. So you got the boy. Yeah. Now, was it being a parent always, you know, something you wanted?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like came into my, I guess my focus, especially the last probably 4 or 5 years for sure.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I went through my 20s, had my fun and like a little bit of adventure and do your own thing. And then it's like, okay, like I want a family. And I always thought, you know, at first it was like, oh, maybe I don't want kids when you're young and you're just free. And then eventually I got to a point where I'm just like, man, I definitely want a family, because I look at the relationship I have with my parents and, you know, now I have with your parents. Like,
yeah.
You know, kick it and have dinner with his mom and dad. Like, it's so fun.
Dude, his mom and dad are awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Love them.
And so,
yeah, they're awesome.
Shout out to
shout out to Steve Senior, Pop, Bronchy Pops, and Yvette.
Killing it.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. So just kind of want to, you know, envision my life down the road. Like, yeah, I definitely want relationship with some kids and have a family and create a unit, you know, and
definitely
all that stuff. So,
nice. And honestly, man, like, and I remember telling my sister this too. Like, there's no perfect way to do this. Like, you can be the people, because we know plenty of people that had kids, like, they got married super young, had kids. My parents did this, you know, they got married. And then they're, you know, they're in their 50s, all their kids are growing up, and they got the rest of their life at them. That's yeah, a cool that's way. Cool too. That's cool, yeah. Right? But I've always supported people that are like, I'm going to do me for a while, and before I even maybe even get married. Or maybe they get married. Like, they, him and Val got married. Adam and Val got married. I keep hitting him. I keep forgetting we're on a podcast. I'm pointing at him. But this Adam guy. And Valerie.
Over here, guys.
Yeah, Adam and Valerie got married. But you guys waited, what? Was it like 4 years before you started having kids? Wasn't it something like that? 3-4 years?
No, it was like five.
5 years. Like, they did. They wanted their time.
I got married, you know, when, like, I was 20.
Yeah. And they got married young, though. Yeah,
how old
got,
is your oldest?
She just turned 11. And so we got married when I was 20. And then, well, I was just about to turn 21. And then we had her right after I turned 25.
Dude, so props to both of you guys.
So it was about four and a half years, yeah.
Yeah, and then you waited. Yeah, I got married when I was, oof, so it was 2009. I know, I got to think about this. Well, we've been...
Alex, if you're listening.
We've been married 11 years.
Don't worry. I was,
yeah, oh, my gosh. 2009 is when we got married, so I don't know how old that makes me. That? 23. I was 23 10, years old. 10,
11 years.
Yeah, I was 23. Yeah, it'll be dang. 12 years in August.
That's cool. 12.
Yeah, it was crazy, too, man, because the way I saw my life was not getting married young like I did. Well, I guess it's not that young, but it's young. It's younger. I mean, I was that guy, like, party, go do my thing. And so when I told people I found somebody I was going to get married, they were like,
wait, what?
Is this a joke? Like,
we
Steve, we rowdy, all were. The rowdy guy? Yeah. No, rowdy.
We all were, and
people were shocked.
We were like, wait, what? And, but then when we met Alex, we were like, uh-oh. Her? She's a little too quiet
she's
for you.
She's so quiet.
You
so
got to balance quiet. Out this guy.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we do equal each other out. It's pretty good. She's a lot louder now, man.
Well, yeah, she can be.
We adjusted she to each other. We adjusted to each other. We compliment.
Now, Steve, you're still loud.
No, come but on. I mean, you're I still, used to be like all the time. Rowdy. Let's go.
You're still like that.
You're still in the rock out room.
Yeah, yeah.
There you
that's
go.
That's true. I like to just sit at home and do nothing. Yeah. I love that. So, no, that's cool. You know, but I mean, yeah, like. You know, my sister, you know, shoot, I mean, she met you when she was, like, 30, right?
We were 30.
Yeah, she was, like,
no, 30.
31?
Yeah. Yeah.
And worth the wait.
It's kind of cool because, opinion. Like...
Huh? He hasn't proved me wrong yet. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not proving you wrong, man. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
What's
yeah.
you now?
Yeah, I know. He's like, but now I got her.
When you think about, like you guys haven't... One of the cool things about getting married, like, probably your age, is you guys got to, I'm going to guess, like, get to grow through, like, those growing pains of becoming an adult with each other, which is probably hard and awesome.
Well, especially with me being married so young. I mean, I still had a lot of maturing to do. I mean, ask Valerie. She'll let you know. he was immature. Tell you what, well, I still am, but...
I think well, what are you supposed to be no, at
but
that
it's
age,
usually
right?
the like, guys, yeah. too, because I was the same way, but keep going. But, I mean, it's always the guys that are, like, trying to catch up, I feel like, to yeah. to the women, you know?
Well, that's just that's the way it is just in life in general. I mean, even when you're younger, the girls hit puberty well yeah. before the guys do. So.
Yeah, and they're mature faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're...
Taller.
Yeah, they're taller for a while. No, I mean, yeah... Because even when I got married, man, it was, that was the longest relationship I've ever had, was with her dating, and our engagement was over a year. That's the longest relationship I ever had. So now I'm married, and I'm thinking, I'm just going to go out. I'm going out with boys. And she's like, you know, what? No, you know, no, and then you take defense, like, what? I want to go out. You're going to control me? Because that's me. I feel like you're going to be controlled. I'm a man. I'm going to beat my chest.
I'm a man.
Break bottles.
I'm 40.
But what I'm 40. Football. These are kids. Anyway, that's a reference.
Yeah.
Mike Gundy.
Yeah.
Down Oklahoma State. Anyway. No, but what I found out was, this was interesting, was a lot of it was just she just wanted to be involved in what I was doing. It wasn't as much as that I wanted to go do all these things. It was just that I was never including her. Because I didn't know how to do that. Yeah. No, I had no idea how to do that at all. So that took some time.
For us, because like I said, we got married so young that all of my friends and her friends, they weren't married when we were.
Right.
And so it was hard finding people to hang out with.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, yeah, we'd hang out with you guys before you were married and stuff, but she was never around, and then she would hang out with her friends. I mean, we still do that now, but it's awesome because we're all on the same, you know, you, me, Colt.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler's Tyler.
And at that age, too, you're probably just, like, itching to go and, like, hang out with your buddies.
But the families get together, too.
Yeah.
Because we all have kids the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so, like, last time we hung out was Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's good. And the kids are all close to the same age.
I would say probably once, well, we try to do it once a month, but I would say once every other month. Our families get together. And,
And we all got lives. It's hard to, like, make it.
Well, it's getting older, right?
Like,
I don't have, like, when I was younger, I hung out with my buddies, like, every day. So it's just open door policy. Like, we just, last minute, oh, yeah, we're going here. You get married, it's, you know, you got to plan and coordinate, like, what's your Thursday night like?
Yeah,
like,
no, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, the last second, like, oh, hey, I'm out. Wait, what?
I remember my first experience right after we got married was I was working at a job, and my old job called me and offered me a managing position. And all of a sudden, right away, I was like, yep, yeah, I'll take it. And I looked over and I said, hold on, I got to talk to my wife.
Yeah, you don't.
Because I got to involve her in my decisions now, too.
You do.
Team approach.
And so,
it's got to be a team approach. Yeah, I think if it's going to be successful. But it was good. I bet she felt better, too.
Seriously, I was on the phone. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it. And all of a sudden, I look over and she's staring at me. And I go, I got to talk to my wife. Hold on.
You should have just looked right at her and said, I do whatever I want. And then he goes, I'll call you back.
I'll call you back.
I'm a man. I'm in my decision. You'll tell me what to do.
I'm a man. I'm 20.
I'm a man. So, gosh, yeah, man. So, I mean, you guys married 2 years. You got the kid in the oven. Getting ready to pop. Close. Man.
What do you do?
April 5th.
Ooh,
and it was today. March 1st, right?
How are you preparing?
How am I preparing?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Do you feel
Amazon
ready?
Boxes in the ground.
Yeah.
I know I got to call a box guy. I'm like, I'm not hauling all this, like, three truckloads.
Yeah, that's a lot. You guys are
working. We've been really fortunate. You know, we have so much support and family around and friends that at this age it's cool because it becomes everyone's more about the family centric thing versus like going out and having fun because everyone's got families now. So that's kind of an advantage. But you know, we got the room, we're getting the room dialed in.
Yeah, man.
The crib, that's like the first like, holy cow, this is happening. And
then
a little onesies that, you know, say send it and
dirt bike ride.
You gotta send it.
Just send it.
So yeah, it's awesome. And I, you know, Angie, she is more like the visual like dreamer, right? So she'll think about we're having a baby and like really visualize what it's like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like for me, I'm like an instant gratification kind of guy. So like I feel like I have to hold the baby. Like I got to feel the baby on her belly before like, you know, mm-hmm. registers. But,
hey, oh yeah.
But she's like, oh, I can do, you know, like come look at my belly. Can you see it? I'm like, I can't see anything moving. Like, I don't know. Like it's not quite real yet until I feel like till the night, you know, and he comes or what, hopefully it's, you know, not when I'm sleeping at 1 a.m, but it probably will be just because I said that.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm not even gonna lie.
But yeah, I think that's gonna be. I'm so excited to like see how I respond, right? Because I'm not like a super emotion.
Gonna go, man.
It's gonna rock.
I don't know, like, and I'm not, and I can't say like I wasn't.
She's like, you better cry.
I wasn't like or anything, like, but there is a picture of me holding her and my eyes are teary. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a monster, but I also was like. It was kind of weird, too, because we dealt with a C-section, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm still kind of worried about Alex too, sure. You know what I mean? So that was a little different, juggling that. But when I knew she was good, then I was like, all right, now I'm really into this alien that's here.
Yeah, with
this alien, they look like aliens. They get the cord like...
Did you cut the cord?
No, they don't even give me the option. Just do it.
No, so they cut it, but they made it long. And then you go over there while they're washing it and be like, here, come and cut it. And then you cut it there.
That's your difference, though, man. Wait, in the C-section deal, like, I don't think they even let you around. They just get
But honestly, I wasn't even. They got, like, all this, you know, you've got a 1,000 home self-coaching baby birthing people. And so now they're like, well, now you take the cord and you let it, you know, get elongated for 30 seconds and wait till it turns white. And then I'm like,
just wait.
I can't remember. You got to write this down.
Just do what the doctor tells you.
Give it birth in a hot tub. Wait, hold on. How's that work?
Wait, what?
All these YouTube gurus. And, no.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah, Instagram.
I had a baby, so, you know.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I had a baby, so I'm like a professional. Like, I ate the umbilical cord. By the way,
stop it right now.
You know, I mean, so I like got like superhuman strength for like 5 minutes.
I was a baby once, so
I was a baby, so
I'm a professional.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience in peeing my pants. I still do it, you know.
just brings me back to my childhood.
Yeah, man. But you guys, you and Angela, you guys were trying, right? Like, we were on a schedule, man. Yeah, you guys.
I mean, I don't know how much TMI, but you know, she called me at like lunch and was like, "Hey, you need to come home right now." Came home. You know?
Hey-o.
Cool. And then, like...
I'm just sitting here like, my sister.
Yeah, you put me up in Albertson, so it's cool.
True, I can get it pretty good, man. I've been dropped every chance. Like, hey, I just got knocked up my sister. I make it sound like he just knocked her up.
I know what I'm saying. Like, you're not even married. We're picking up cupcakes. Yeah, she doesn't even, like, tell us.
Knocked up my sister.
Are they married? I'm like, oh, we're good. Like, yeah. It was before. Yeah. Like, after, actually.
Yeah, after. He married her after, but yeah.
Yeah, a year and a half later.
I guess he did the right thing, whatever. Yeah, it's been an 18-month pregnancy. Yeah.
Right? You an elephant?
Oh, man. What were we talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
we planned it.
Yeah, you guys planned it.
You
want to
talk about that again?
No, no, I don't. Okay. I don't ever want to hear that again. But that was perfect. Because you and Val, Adam, were planning, too, right?
Yes.
When you wanted...
I feel like I'm the only one that was not twins, right?
Well, that was...
That's pretty cool.
Those are our last two. Yeah. So the first one, yes. So we got to the point where, like, Valerie had a plan.
Yeah.
And so it was, she had to get through school. Boom, got through school. And then we had to get a house.
Right.
So we bought a house.
Right.
And so by the time you
went
to school...
That's like some adult stuff.
Hey, go figure. People do that backwards now. Like, hey, I got a house. I got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, no, baby.
Yeah, knock the girl up first.
Yeah.
Then think about house and how you make money to support it, mm-hmm. right?
And yes. Hey, maybe we should give...
No, it got to the point where...
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it got to the point where essentially, okay, she graduated. We got a house. What's next?
Right.
Oh, guess we'll have a kid.
Yeah.
And so, which... It's funny because we didn't do it like the usual, like our friends did. A lot of our friends got married and bam, had kids right away. I mean,
that's right.
It's like, I mean, cool for them. Kudos to them. But
I think it's good to enjoy that. At least get a year in, you know.
Yeah.
You got to adapt, melding lives. Like,
because marriage in general.
Personalities.
Yeah, it's a life changer.
Especially 33 is when we got married. Like, you know, we're independent. Like,
yeah, you were two independent adults.
Literally two households together, two lives, two careers, and be like, where are you at? Where are you? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And it was good. I'm glad. Like, same thing. Like, I needed that first year, and Angie did too. Just
well, I mean, especially getting married so young that I really didn't start maturing until I had a kid, essentially. And once I had the kid, and I was like, oh, crap, I have this responsibility.
I think I might agree with you on that.
Was it like a light bulb?
It is a light bulb.
It really is. Like, because, like...
This is
like,
your thing.
Like I have a picture. The first picture I have with her is I'm sitting there, and I'm holding her, and I got this smirk on my face. But really, inside, I'm, like, terrified. Like, you're my responsibility now?
I just
go home? It's time for me to...
Yeah. There is no, like, tag it out.
No, it's not like, I mean...
Yo, today was hard at work, but I'm going to go home.
But you
got to
go home, even though, I mean, your wife is... If your wife's staying at home with the kids, you know, you come home and she's having a bad day. She's like, I need a break. So now you got to take care of the kids. Even though you had a bad day at work.
You're like, this, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah, exactly.
I really like being a dad a lot. It's
pretty great. Changed the diaper. Diaper fell off. Didn't do you good. But, no. I'll tell this story about when Allie was born. Because Valerie did C-sections too.
Mm-hmm.
But Allie was an emergency C-section.
Right.
And so, sitting there and she's pushing and pushing. She's stuck on her pelvis or something like that. And then her heartbeat started going down. They're like, we got to get her out.
Right.
So I'm just sitting there, and this nurse, all of a sudden I hear this nurse say, okay, Dad, put on your scrubs. And I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, that's cool. The doctor has his daughter working. And then I look up, and she's handing them to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm the dad. Oh, oops.
You're like, I love that song, No Scrubs.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, well, at first I was just sitting there just kind of watching Valerie, making sure she's doing good. And all of a sudden, okay, Dad, put the scrubs on. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Doctor has his daughter. Oh, shoot, I'm the dad. And that was like, whoa, like a shocker. Like, okay, after this, I'm really going to be a dad.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, then I got that picture. Because, like I said, she had the C-section. And so she was in surgery a little bit afterwards. And so got the baby. And I went straight into the, not the NICU, but whatever. Cool. Where they weigh them and do all that fun stuff. And so, and that was with all the kids. I went, actually, Landon and the twins went into the NICU. Landon just stayed overnight, but then the twins were in the NICU for, because they were preemies, so.
Yeah.
But that's tough, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
What week did they?
35. Wow. And that was, I mean, she started going into labor at 32 or 33, and so she was.
Yeah, the twins' labor was tough on
that one was tough. Like, she was in, she was in the hospital for a week on some, like, hard medication to stop the labor. Wow. And then they
for a week.
It was a week. Intense. Yeah, and
that was then, a rough pregnancy too, right? Oh, that she was like tough. Bed rest, like the almost
the whole. Oh time, yeah, the whole time. She had to go in weekly to get IVs because she couldn't hold anything down.
And you still have two more kids at home too.
Bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And, oh yeah. Well, by the way,
yeah. And so two I was, kids. Yeah. So I'd go to work, come home, and take care of the kids.
Wow.
And then luckily we have we're close to
where's your our cape, family. Man? Huh? Oh, where's your cape? Oh,
mine. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I didn't take care of them. I just helped them survive.
Yeah, they lived.
Yeah. I think they took more care of me.
So my kids didn't die when my wife was gone, so that's pretty great. I think I win.
Mac and cheese, you can live off of it.
That's like those memes that you see about like the dads, you know, like we do nothing. We're like, everybody look at me, look what I've done. Yeah. You've probably seen
my kids survive.
Yeah. I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
They're
clapping.
Exactly. Well, luckily for us, my parents lived nearby. Her parents lived nearby. So when I was at work, one of our parents would come over and take care of the kids and her. And then she'd have to go in. But I tell you what, man, once they took her off that medication, I was at home feeding the kids. And all of a sudden, my mother-in-law calls and said, you need to get here now.
Those babies are
coming. So I had to call my mom and be like, I need you to get here now. And so my mom came and I hopped in the car and she held on to them until I got there. But then... Something happened.
Yeah, dude.
But then it's
crazy.
But something happened, so I couldn't be in the delivery room with them. And so I had to sit in like this little corridor.
Just waiting.
And no one was giving me any updates.
Yeah. Of
course. So I'm sitting there for like 20, 30 minutes and no one's telling me.
You're anything. Just in a room like this and there's this one way mirror and they're just staring at you like, look at this guy. Look at this guy. He has no idea what's happening.
The babies were born 30 minutes ago. He doesn't even know.
His wife's, those babies were born last week. And that body's an experiment. Look how he does. What an idiot. Feed him, maybe.
No, but I'm just sitting there in the corridor and where they have like all the masks and everything. And they kept coming in and grabbing masks and gloves and everything. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then finally one of them comes in. Okay, so this is what's going on. You have to stay here. So I sit there. And then when the doors open and they brought both the babies out, I followed them straight into the to the NICU.
Done.
So, and then from there, it was...
And everybody's got their war stories, man. That's just one. That was just one of his stories. You're going to have your story pretty soon.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, man. Yeah, you have your own little war story.
Hope it goes all smooth. And
I think it'll be good, man.
Hopefully, your dad's prepared for the worst, right?
That's what you got to do, man. Yeah, I think you just, you know, you just stay positive because they're going to.
So what's week one like?
Oh, having a baby?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to think.
I'm thinking like, all right,
I'm an alien in your house.
We got work.
Energy
home.
So yeah, I think
figuring all this stuff out.
I want to say, we took time off work, so I didn't work for a couple of weeks. The first, I think I took 2 weeks off, and she was off for a little while. Can't remember how long, like a couple months, like 3 months or something. Well, that's right. She was working at Head Start. So it's like, you have a summer off, like a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So we lucked out. We had Juliana the 29th of April. And so that was, so really she only had to take a couple of weeks off work for maternity leave. And then she had the summer. Yeah. And so.
And how much time did you get?
I just took a couple of weeks because I was, at the time, I was helping my buddy run his business here in Caldwell. So I was doing that. Yeah. So, but it was crazy, man. So like the first week is pretty intense because that newborn baby cry is unlike anything you'll ever get used to. It's pretty like it just pierces, it cuts through.
Well, you hear him cry and you're like, okay, why are you crying?
Yeah.
And so you got to do, you know, here, suck on this. Okay, you're still crying. It's not that. Let me burp you. Oh, you're not burping. You're still crying. What the heck? Check the diaper. Like, you got to figure it out. And then eventually you'll start to kind of figure out the cry and be like, okay, that's her dirty diaper cry.
And every baby's different. And, like, with ours, like, you know, we had Juliana, and we stayed in the hospital for a week. So, I mean, when we went, the plan was to have a natural birth as well, and things didn't happen after 24 hours. We're still there. Water had broke. We went. Nothing's happened. So now it's going to be a C-section. Yeah. So we do that. She's, you know, kind of small. She's not eating like normal. So they had to put her in the, you know, that's your typical hospital move. We're going to stick her in this NICU for like 5 days and slow drip an IV. And I'm like, you guys are slick, I tell you. I could have took, you know what I mean? It's like, so, I mean, and, I mean, Alex would have had to be there a few days anyway to heal up from the C-section, like 2 days or something like that. I can't remember what the standard is for that. But, yeah, I think we stayed in the hospital like 6 days total. Wow. I didn't leave. So people were like bringing us stuff. By the time we get her home, we already know we got to like feed her every 4 hours. She's got to get fed every 4 hours. If she's not awake, like you got to wake her up and feed her. So she'd wake her up. So Alex hardly slept
at all. Did you get a little bit?
I would sleep a little bit, yeah. I mean, I would sleep.
I was going to say, yeah, you might want to take naps while you can.
Yeah, somebody's got to. Yeah.
Russ was great.
Somebody's got to sleep.
Standard. We got a nice little flexible lifestyle right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but it's like if one of you is awake, it's probably good if the other one sleeps. Because if you're both zombies, you're, I mean, it's like, you know, you're really, you're like, it's hard to be there for the baby. Then you got to be there for each other, too. And she's going to need you, you know, a lot more.
The baby can't be really, like, away from the mom super long, right? No. Because I was thinking, like, oh, well, maybe I'll just watch the baby for, like, you know, 4 hours.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah.
No, that's fine. You can do that.
Give Angie a breath.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
no, that, no, it can. It's just, you know, when it's, well, it depends on what type of feeding you're going to do, if you're going to do natural or bottle.
Yeah.
I mean,
she wants to do natural.
Yeah, which
is our plan, but yeah, things change. We're over
I mean, and while we're on that, I mean, that's the amazing. That's what's crazy about it is like, I feel like if you're not careful, you know, you're online, especially moms, expecting moms, whatever. I'm sure my sister does this. Gets on Google and all she hears about is how everybody has these perfect pregnancies and it's well great. What they don't tell you is how hard breastfeeding can be, and it was super hard for Alex and Juliana. She had to go to a lactation specialist. That was hard.
Same with Valerie.
Yeah, like just to teach the baby, because her mouth was so small, how to latch on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This thing that you think should be natural should just happen. It does not.
No, I remember. I mean, I got pictures with Allie that they had these little bottles of formula, and they poured in like one of those bottles that like you take cough syrup with.
Yeah.
They poured in that, and then we'd put it up there, and she would just lap it with her tongue, like a dog. Wow. And that's how we would feed her, because...
Baby's different, man. Like, there's no two are the same, no two experiences are the same. That's why
You just gotta be ready.
No, man, like,
right?
And I've known people I've known people that did the classes for leading up, they read the books. Oh, yeah. This is how I am. Like, I was like, I don't want to do any of those things.
Yeah.
Because I know...
set the wrong expectations.
Exactly. I want to go into this. Like, I know it's going to be hard. I want to figure this out. We'll do it. I don't need some... And a lot of times, like, these books are written by people who don't even have kids. They're just having to be a PhD in something. And that's great. And I'm sure there's some good advice in there. I didn't want it. Yeah. I don't want any outside noise. I want to figure this out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
With some help from people. That's what, you know, the village, you got your family. Let them figure it out. I mean, and they're going to come in with their bad advice too. You know what I mean? Because that's what family does. Well, you got to do this. Well, when I was, my mom does this a lot. Well, when we were, I was like, it was 1985 when you had me, okay? Lots changed since then, all right?
Yeah.
So, Angela, it's 2021.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same experience at all.
Yeah. So
then my grandma, you know what I mean? Well, it is like 1966 when you had a baby. This is not the same. Exactly. You know, it's not.
Yeah. So, like, with our kids, they love to be swaddled.
Yeah.
You know, like wrapped up like
some
freaking burrito.
Get off me.
And, Allie, she always had to have her hands up by her face. So we would swaddle her, and all of a sudden she'd say, and next thing you know, her hands are up, and she was just quiet, just sitting there with her hands on her face. We're like, okay. So we figured it out. Okay, her hands have to be up by her face.
Yeah.
And she was fine. And then the other ones, you had to wrap them up like a mummy. Well, and then my mom would come and watch them, and... she wouldn't do that because, well, that's not the way my kids were raised, type of thing. And she had a hard time with them. And we kept telling her, you got to swaddle them. She's like, I'm not going to swaddle them.
See, and that's the thing. and there's so
I'm
much.
Like, it was 1984 since the last time you had me.
Exactly.
You're probably crying.
I was just an angry. I'm still angry.
So. We all remember being, you know, in the 80s, like 80s kids used to yell at me, like, yeah, you know, I didn't need seatbelts. And I'm like, yeah. And you probably threw, like, stuffed animals in there with me, too.
A lot of people died.
No, and that's exactly, and that's the thing, is, like, now... like, when we had our baby, I mean, it was like, she's right in the middle. Like, we put her right in the middle of the crib with barely anything in there. Like, there's no pillow. There's no stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, like, they roll over, And you just happen to drift off. I mean, it doesn't take long. And so it's like you hear these horror stories, and we were just like super paranoid, especially Alex. She's just paranoid. And that's good for her. Yeah. I mean, she slept with her for like the first year of her. It's like she slept on the floor. Finally, we moved our room from downstairs to upstairs, actually, finally, just because I was like, I'm kind of sick of you sleeping away from me. Like, so yeah. We moved the whole bed upstairs of this room.
Yeah.
Just because. You know, I think we always kind of knew this probably would be our only one anyway, and so it was like, we're just going to watch this thing like a hawk. So we had the video, too, eventually, too. Yeah, watch this thing, man, like always. You know, and then you get the video. The video helps, too, man. Get those little video cameras. Oh, yeah, that's nice. And you get the handheld monitor, and you can just check all the time. Those are nice.
And then do the heart rate. Like,
yeah, those are, and that's even.
Yeah, we didn't have any of those. We just had the video monitor.
Okay. Yeah, but they got new stuff even now.
If the heart rate, like, goes out of the...
Well, not even that. I mean, they have like ones that you can set them on there, and it'll like weigh them. What? And it's they're
ours. Our
change the diaper. That's what I want to figure out.
No, my in-laws, so Alex's brother and his wife, they have a baby. He's just a little over one now, but they had like, it was like almost on their old phones, and you can add people to it. Like if say it's watching your kid, it's a little app, and it would just tell them like if their heart rate dropped or something. Like, it's crazy. Like if they stop breathing, it actually tells you.
So what about stupid questions? Like, all right, how many diapers realistically
per day? That's not a stupid question. That's not a stupid question.
See, I don't know any of this stuff. It's
a lot.
I mean,
For a newborn baby, I don't know. 10, maybe 10 seems like a lot. They're not eating as much. Yeah, well, the milk does run through them, though. They're these little bodies. So, I mean, I'd prepare for like 10 a day.
I would say
go that, for that. Yeah. Those diaper genies.
How long until it gets real dirty?
The diaper genie?
No.
Or
just
no. Diaper. The poops? Yeah. Oh, no. They're dirty right away.
Really? I mean.
Like nasty green.
But when they start eating solid foods.
At first, it's not green.
No, what he's talking about, too, I think, is like when they start eating solid foods, that's when you start seeing little turds. Not goo anymore. Now
little
you see
beanie
like
drops?
Yeah, now you see it. They get big. You'd be surprised.
It's like a peanut butter.
Feed those kids. And that's the thing. She would get constipated, man. And we'd have to give her berries. Berries are good. Greens and berries and like milk and magnesia to keep it moving. Because the minute, at least this, while, hurt, this is how she was, that's what happened. It was like the one time she had a poop that hurt, all she kept thinking about was how bad it hurt. So she would hold it and not go.
Oh, no.
And we'd like try to get her, you got to go. And then she'd hold it and it would hurt. That it took weeks to break that habit because it's like.
She's not even talking yet, so she doesn't get it.
No, she was one. Yeah, she's one. She's just like, she got to poop, man. We're trying to get you to
stuff
do.
I don't
think always
don't
think about constipation.
Always.
All the time.
And when you leave the house.
Yeah.
Have, I would say, at least five outfits with you. Because.
Literally, huh?
They
blow out.
All the blowouts. There was one time
I don't even want to know.
It was around Thanksgiving.
What
about
the car seats? Like?
Oh, I got two great blowout stories. You say yours. This is my nightmare.
The podcast just took a turn.
Yeah. This is what it's about.
This is our podcast. It takes a turn. She was born in October, and so come Thanksgiving, we went to Utah for Thanksgiving, and. She had a blowout. We changed her. I'm sitting there holding her.
What does
her.
That mean?
A blowout is where it comes
like,
out the,
just like out the sides and out the
it comes
back,
out their diapers. It comes out
their,
yes.
No, we were holding her at this time.
It comes out. It comes out. The blowouts is when it comes out the side of their diaper.
So it's going to get on you at some point.
There's degrees of blowout, you know. So you could have it just seep out, and then you can have something that goes just literally like, up their back.
No,
the
Allie's
up their onesie.
All of our kids went up their back. It was just straight up their back.
Yeah, because you got to think they're sitting like this, so they just it just goes flat.
Yeah.
Right
oh and so,
it's,
and
yeah,
so,
envision that.
So she had a blowout.
He's gonna do it too. It's not a matter of if; it's when.
It's when. Yeah.
Cool.
So she had a blowout. We went, cleaned her up, changed her, and everything. Went back down, sit with my family. 5 minutes later, another one, and we were like.
Another one.
Who was it? It was
Allie.
She did twice in a row.
Oh, twice in a row.
Talk
was it just
that,
something that she ate? If you would have done it this way, I would never feed my kid that. Get away, away for those comments. I would never feed my kid that. How dare you? Anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm like, well, that's great. Yeah. Karen.
Yeah, cool.
Keep not your kid.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Put your little comment in my important comment folder. That's the trash.
Yes, right.
Put it right there.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's the trash.
Yeah, yeah, put it right in the garbage. Yeah, that's what I think of your comment.
It blowouts. You're going to always have at least five outfits everywhere.
A couple outfits.
They haven't figured that out yet.
What?
We got heart monitors, but they can't figure out.
There's nothing to stop a baby.
No way.
Unless they can get like a super vacuum sealed like diaper that just doesn't move at all and it just spills out this way without actually coming out the side, doesn't breathe.
Yeah.
Which probably is not good for the kids, you know, whole little area. So
what diapers did you guys use?
That's your teaser for the podcast.
I don't even remember. Whatever the normal, so, I mean, whatever that's there.
In the hospital.
I don't know. White ones?
Well, no, in the hospital, at least when our kids were born in the hospital, they always put them in Pampers.
I think we had Pampers.
And so, which they're awesome for some babies. Right? Because they're really thin.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're not even wearing a diaper. Oh, yeah. She blew out of those. All of our kids just blew right out of them.
Now it's coming back. It's been so long since I've been around diapers. It is coming back to me. There were some that were better to put on. Yeah. Okay.
And so then we switched to Loves, but I think Allie was allergic to them, and she kept getting diaper
irritation. Yeah, because there's stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. It was like natural.
And so then we went to Huggies. Golden. All the kits. And you can buy them.
All of them.
Big box of them at Costco.
Cool.
That must have been because we were getting them at Costco.
Yeah.
I think we ended up in Huggies as well. Huggies is good.
Yeah. Huggies is... We found that Huggies is the best.
Well, yeah. And then we're not even into like when you're potty train them and then they have the like the overnighters. Like, anyway.
Yeah.
Get this though.
That'll
okay,
be next
so
year, right?
Here's the thing.
No, you still got like two or three years.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, a couple
boys. And boys take a while, three or four
that
years.
That kid's peeing his pants till he's at least six. No, I'm just kidding. That's a long time.
No.
Well,
I still pee my pants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never really stop, I guess. But.
It's a matter of convenience, right?
Yeah. So it's becoming a parent is like you're just face all these fears. You got to face them. And one of my It's not even a fear. It's just I think I can't stand poop. It's disgusts me.
You get
like I can't. Like even like the fact if I got to go and use a stall next to somebody, I get it. That's part of it. But I just if I'm next to somebody and they're just letting that toilet have it and they're not like
if they're having a blowout.
No, and there's no courtesy flush happening because I'm a courtesy flush guy. There's 10 to 12 flushes happening. I don't even want you to hear what I'm doing. You might know what I'm doing, but I don't want you to know.
There's others like me.
I don't know. I am this way. So when you get dudes that come in and just light this toilet up, like,
and
punish
no respect.
It, and they just sit in it for like, and you can hear them on their phone like 15 minutes. You're like, dude, you ain't gonna flush it. Why am I still in here? I need to get out of here. You know,
you start gagging.
Anyway, it is.
Well, so, you start bringing it in, it gets all bad, dude.
So I can't stand poop. So you have a kid, just nothing but poop, man. So we did everything we could to try to avoid, like, a little blow I could handle. It was like a little out there. You're like,
but
cool.
If it got out of control.
There's two times where I almost lost it. The first time was when she was doing her little constipation thing. And we happened to be out in Middleton near Alex's mom's house, thankfully. And I'm just driving, and she looks back, and all of a sudden, she just got an excited. She's feeling a lot better, man. She's feeling good. Alex goes, oh no. Oh, and I'm sure she said another way, and I'm looking back, and I'm sure I said things that aren't appropriate. Like, what the? It was so much. It was like 3 days worth. Like, she didn't, I don't want to say three, but she hadn't gone at least for 24 hours. Like, she would not poop. So it was like 2 days at least. When they, I mean, and her mom handled like a champ. She came right out. I left. Like, I'm like, pulled up. I'm out. I can't. There was in the seat.
Your eyes
watering. No, it was
right?
in the seat, man. They had to take the seat and hose it and like clean it. Yes, it was in the seat. Yeah. It was on her. And they had to bathe her. And Alex and her mom took care of it. I was out. Okay. The second time, it was on me, though. By myself, watching her. She got me.
Serves you right.
She got
She's
me.
Like, I got you, Dad.
She got me, dude. And I'm watching. I'm watching her, and she.
Oh my god.
She blasted, and I'm holding her, and it's out the sides. It's up her back because they're always in onesies. You know? It's just those
Goes
onesies.
Everywhere.
And I just remember like. I blacked out, man. I blacked out in a good way. You know, like, I flipped the switch. Said, you don't get a choice. There's no choice.
Yep.
I can't call for her.
Fight or flight?
Yeah, there is. It's a fight or flight thing. It's kind of like, this is it, man. Bullets are flying. Poop's flying. People are dying. It's either her or me.
Yeah.
And I should have threw her out the window, but I didn't. So it was me.
You were in the car?
No, we're in the window upstairs.
Oh.
So I got her.
No, of course.
I got the changing table.
Both bad ideas.
Changing table. And I just, real quick, man, I was just like, you know, I did the whole like shirt over the nose, and I just
ran out of breath.
Yep, and I just kind of real quick, and I'm wiping, and those baby wipes, man, are gonna have about 10 million of those. And you're just everywhere in the diaper, Gina. I just have the thing open, I'm just cleaning, and I get the onesie, and I just. I think I actually
Dude,
had
I can
like
almost
a,
smell it right
I
now.
Think the onesie went into the genie. I'm like, that's gone forever.
Yep.
It's gone. And I wiped her, cleaned her, and you know, and it was fine. Like, those wipes are great. You know, I don't know I wasn't like there was no time. It was like it just happened. I'm like, this sucks, and you can't leave a minute. You know,
how old was she?
She was around one. It was like the same time. It was like shortly. It wasn't even that long. So like after.
2.5, right? Goal.
Boys, training. I'm not boys.
No, boys are girl. We had ours, but she was potty trained by two. But Alex, that was
man. That is
that's a whole nother thing, man. She spent a week straight just potty training her.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got two girls, two boys.
Yeah.
Girls picked up on it. Smart. Whatever.
Yeah. They
boys,
want to.
Boys, the boys are like whatever. I mean, we literally like we tried bribing them. Hunter, he was our last one, and he was. Not having it.
He's still out there in the 90s, isn't he? The night sleepers.
No.
I'm just kidding. He could be.
I mean, but,
he's like, shut up, man. That's my kid.
No, he learned. When he finally learned, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And so, but I tell you what. I mean, I would be wiping his butt just being like, you're going to go in the bathroom. You're going to go in the toilet. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm like, you're having a full conversation with me.
Dude, they don't
you
should want
to. You're coherent.
Like, some of just, them like, don't want to.
He had wanted nothing to do with it. And then finally, I think my mom bribed him that she was going to buy him this little like football uniform and stuff.
Yeah.
And it took him, he was like, I don't care, I don't want it. But then, I mean, we were trying to bribe him with, there was like this like little riding Simba, like it looked like Simba. But then...
That's what you had to get this guy to get him to stop peeing his pants.
No. I think it was $200, but we were so desperate. We're like, we'll freaking buy this for you if you get potty trained. And you don't want it. He's like, I don't care. Finally.
Did you try the hose at all? That's where my mind goes. Like, all right, every time you do that...
You spray him with the hose. Yeah, why didn't you do that?
That's what my
we did. Not with the hose, but we did...
No, we did.
But we did the shower, cold shower.
Did he didn't
care.
Really?
Like, he would get mad when he was in there.
Kids, he's got four kids.
He's going to be very you get the successful. Ones,
yeah, exactly. He's a stubborn man. You get these stubborn... They're a stubborn man. These personalities, they get ingrained at early age, and they're like, dude, this is me.
He's just like, whatever. And then finally, it was like 4 or 5 months after my mom had said that she'd buy him that thing, he finally got body trained. Wow. So what's the first thing he does? And when he sees her, where's my football uniform? She got it for him.
Smart.
Bless her heart. Like, she got it for him.
She should have been like, no.
When luckily, he forgot about the $200 Simba.
Yeah.
The riding Simba.
Don't let him listen to this podcast. He's going to learn all about his leverage.
It's okay. He's,
he's like, all right.
He's always riding with the mom. Mom doesn't.
Oh, man.
He's like, you haven't peed your pants in 5 years.
It is. What? You are going to have fun, man. And you know what, though? I mean, not even all boys are the same. You know? Sometimes it just depends. It's all personalities, and a lot of it's just,
so
I don't know, environment. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know?
What do we got on time? Are we doing all right?
Oh, we're good, man. This
so I got a question then. Yeah. All right, so I have this, I guess, observation, right? I have friends, all sorts of friends with kids. Some of them have, like, quote-unquote loud or chaotic environments at home, and they're healthy and happy and good. Mm-hmm. Others have, like, super mellow, chill, relaxed vibe parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids seem like they just completely echo that. Is that... Now, or is that an anomaly with some kids, or what do you think? What have you guys seen?
I think we both will have different answers because of the circumstance. Like, he's got four kids, I got one.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to influence one child.
I feel when like you, yours has been pretty mellow,
I'll be honest,
right?
I'll go first, just because yours will have a lot more.
Yeah.
I got one kid, and from an early age, I feel like when you outnumber the kid, you can have a lot more say. Now, they're going to have their moments, and there's going to be things that you got to budge on unless you're just a complete... just not a very nice person.
Yeah.
But you can influence and hopefully, because they're the only ones that are getting your attention and all that, maybe kind that influence does sit through, and then as they get older, they'll actually be a certain way.
Show, yeah.
So, like, I was getting her into, like, stuff I liked early, just hoping some of it might catch on, which some of it did. Yeah, music or just shows that we watched, because I can't stand kids' shows. I can't. I know I'm terrible. We've had this conversation before. There's some things that, and even now, she likes her, and I'm like, that's cool. I'm not, but when I mean, I can't handle it. So it'd be a little bit, and then it'd be what, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're both, Alex and I are really chill, actually. Like, since we had a kid, we're just kind of like to hang out. So she likes to hang out. We do go do stuff, obviously, but yeah, she's pretty chill too, and very into just kicking back, having some popcorn, watching a movie. Yeah. Playing some video games, or just relaxing, you know, or going and going out riding bike, you know, just.
Yeah.
But it is pretty quiet, yes,
cool.
At our house. But like I said, that's just one. That's when her cousins come over, when the cousins come over, it's
volume
freaking 11. Volume is at 11. Things are getting broke. Things are getting creep of crying, and I just sit there Here's my fake smile. Come like this. Get out of here. No, I'm just kidding. I love them all. And they've actually, as they've gotten older, it's gotten pretty more mellow because now they're into their own thing. But anyway, take it, Adam.
I don't know what quiet is.
He has no idea what quiet. He hasn't slept. No, he has no quiet.
I've been a walking zombie for the last 11 years. Yeah. No, it just depends. It depends on essentially just the personalities.
Yeah, and they'll vibe off each other too.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
I mean, so there, we had Allie. She was she cried a lot for the first 3 months, but then it was like 3 months to the date. She just stopped crying. Like she was almost colicky, and then like 3 months to the date, bam, she was just okay. I'm gonna sleep. Oh, okay, but. And then she was stubborn, but my wife and I are pretty stubborn too. And she's still pretty stubborn. But
you
she
want
was,
that though,
she
I
was,
think a little bit.
She was mostly a pretty quiet kid.
Yeah.
Landon, he's pretty active. He was never really like loud. But he's pretty stubborn too. He's got my temper. Because he's a ginger too, and
dude, that's gonna be rough. If we have so a much ginger, I know what's inside of me, and I'm just like,
there's so much better, fire.
Hopefully, that doesn't get transferred over. Like, get all your guys' genes. He could be 6'10". Like, who cares? I'm down.
Wait, redhead, yeah.
Blue eyes,
blue eyed redhead.
My kids are screwed. I'm only 5'6" and she's 5'4". And we're both pasty white.
Kids are getting sunburned like at night. You know,
yes,
what I mean?
Exactly.
We go outside right now.
Sun's down. Go play.
They flip the light on and they're getting sunburned from the light.
This is LED. You gotta put SPF 80 on just to avoid the sun or the LED lights you guys got on.
But now the twins.
I think the twins added a lot more.
Here's the thing, okay? And a lot of people like you don't believe it. Well, I think you've seen a little bit of it, but you got Molly,
right,
who's center of attention, kind of like me, center of attention, and is outgoing, just, you know, hey, how you doing type of thing, talks to anyone. And then you got Hunter, who's more shy, more reserved.
It's undercover.
And, like, really quiet, but once you get him in a comfortable environment, that kid is the loudest out of all the kids.
Really?
That kid is so loud. I'm always telling him, shut up.
I love it. No.
Molly take a back seat to him?
Yes, when it comes to being loud.
So maybe she like tries to like shine while he's like shy.
Yeah, exactly. Because
she's out here.
Well, no. Well, she's quiet, but she's still just over in the corner dancing and stuff. Yeah. Like, she kind of just goes to the beat of her own drum. Cool. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's totally different because Allie is a tomboy. Or tom girl, whatever you call them. Tomboy.
Tom.
Like, she's
she
all
likes
about
doing guy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tomboy.
Tom girl.
Yeah. No, that's a tomboy.
What do you even call that now? I think you just call that a person now, though.
Just an it.
No, you just, like, here we go.
Here we go. Don't even get started on that one.
She's into things that aren't just Barbies.
Oh,
stuff, right?
No, she's never been into that. Yeah, like, dolls or anything. She doesn't like wearing dresses. She jeans and t-shirt, just like me. She wants to go hunting with me. She wants to do, like, all the guy things. She just wants to be one part of the guys and the part of the boys and stuff. She doesn't deal with girls and girls' drama and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, at school, she's like, oh, my gosh, the girls are so dramatic. You know, they're all talking about a boy. One girl likes a boy, and this girl likes the boy, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't want anything to do with that. Which she's just like her mom.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude.
She's just like her mom. Like, we don't deal with drama. And then you got Molly, who's the girly girl, like,
see,
all dresses,
Molly,
like, goes in and tries to put makeup on while mom's doing makeup, and we're just like, you don't have to wear the makeup to be beautiful.
Yeah.
But see, it's not even about that when they're that little. They just see mom doing it.
Yeah,
they want to do it. Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
And she just, you know, has the attitude. She walks around like she's a prissy, got that attitude, like, type of thing, and I'm just like, gotta have my hands full with you. Tell you
Molly
up. And then there's Hunter, who's just, well, it's actually both boys. They'll be sitting there at the dinner table and they're just making noise for no reason.
That's what boys do, man. They don't ever stop.
And it drives me nuts.
They're always hitting stuff. They're always moving. They're tapping their fork or a pen.
I mean, I still do.
No, I do it too, man.
I do
it
too.
It never
changes.
Like,
I'm eating, but they're just sitting there like humming while they're eating, and I'm like,
"Where are?
Can you just shut it?" And then they just
why gotta be a hater, man?
And then they just look at me and they're like, "Yeah." And I'm just like, "Oh my god,
let them have it."
Warm up my backhand.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right.
You got a lot to look forward to, man.
Oh, that sounds so exciting.
It's fun. No,
kids are cool. Well, that's the thing. Kids are awesome. Like, it's the hardest, best thing ever.
I think that's a good.
I grew up, and my number one thing was I wanted to be a dad when I grew up.
That's awesome.
And now I got my kids, and I would not trade them.
Still your number one.
My orphanage, as I call them.
You wouldn't trade any of your kids, even for the right price?
No.
You got four, man. You could get rid of one.
Come on, now.
Split those twins up.
Could you imagine? Actually, if you ask the twins, they say, "We're not twins. I don't like them. We're not twins." Molly says that all the time.
It is like they don't. It's funny because they don't look alike.
Yeah, they're like two different
heights. Hunter looks like him, and Molly looks like Valerie.
That's awesome.
They're funny though. But I have hope in Hunter that he's going to be athletic like me. Landon can be athletic, but he's all about those video games.
Yeah, don't let it fool you. This guy used to be able to jump out of the gym. He had a little. He was pretty athletic back in the day.
Yeah, look at me now, and you're like, huh? Competitive eating isn't a real sport, sir.
Yeah, actually, it is. Okay.
I know.
It's on ESPN2 during 4th of July weekend.
Boom.
That one guy eats all the hot dogs.
Dude, yeah,
Chestnut,
man.
Joey Chestnut or something like that.
Even
He's my idol.
I mean, let's see. So, yeah, I mean, you got beginning April. He's coming.
Five more weeks.
You guys are getting ready.
Dude, I'm excited for you, man. I'll tell you what, parenthood.
Nervous, excited.
Best thing.
Be nervous, be excited. You know what, man?
You will be nervous and excited. You're the rest of your life. Yeah. I mean, even I send my kids to school. I still get nervous and excited for them.
Yeah, just, I've never worried about something so much before. Like, everyone's like, "Oh, you think you care about like your wife? Like, wait till you see like your kids in harm's way."
The best,
like, it's true, man.
So the best quote that I've ever heard was it was a radio DJ. He said, "Having a child is like having your heart walking outside of your body."
That's a good analogy.
Whoa!
I was like,
"That's too deep for me."
I was like, "That is perfect." Like. It's like having your heart walking outside of your body because you went from being single to worrying about yourself to being married, so you got to worry about yourself and your significant other, and now you got this little tiny thing, and you're just like, it's up to me to take care of this person. Like, how? Yeah. You can read, like you said, read all the books you want. Go to all the classes you want. Get on freaking YouTube and study all you want. But once that kid is in this world and you look at it and you're like, it's trial and error. That's all it is.
It is, man. And that's the thing is too, man, like, you're going to know what to do. Like, it's in us. It's in us. Like, there were people been having babies for thousands of years.
Yeah.
You know, if not a million years, we've been popping these kids. Yeah. You will figure this out. You know, if you look at something and it looks weird, like, my kid's laying in a weird way. It's probably wrong, then. You know what I mean? Or you know what I mean? Like, should this be in there? Let me think about it. You know, like...
Yeah,
I mean, your instincts are going to kick in. I mean, your fatherly instincts to protect the child and do whatever you can to protect it, they'll kick in. Angie, her motherly instincts are going to kick in. And between the two, you're going to be just fine, man.
Well, I got you guys, right? But, hey, I need...
No, and don't ever, man. And we've been... That's the thing. Like, we've been telling my sister. Everybody knows, like, dude, like, that's the thing, man. And, like... When we first had Juliana, we had Alex's grandma came and stayed with us for like a week, and then her mom came, and it was mostly, you got to separate, too. It's not like, I don't need you here for the baby. Like, I need you here for everything else. Like, I need you here for, like, the house. And, like, can you feed us? Like, because let the two deal with the baby. And then, like, you know, every once in a while, like, maybe if you both want to, and they want to hold, but... Because some people get caught up in that, like, I just want to hold the baby for, like, a week straight. It's like, I need other stuff done. And, like, that's the thing I'll always... It was so great. Like, her grandma was so... And her mom, like, they just came... And my mom was around, too, you know? Like, they would come just clean and, like, keep it quiet and, like, cook us food. And, man, her grandma was feeding us. And it was just, like, so we could figure this... We could worry about... Being a parent,
you know,
everybody has that. But if you do have it, take advantage of it all day.
You hear that saying? It's kind of overused and it's kind of cliche, but it takes a village, man.
Yeah,
it really does. It takes a village to raise someone, I mean, when we had kids, my mother-in-law came and stayed for a week. I mean, at night she would sleep, and it was up to us to take care of the baby. And then during the day, when we had the other kids, she would take care of the, you know, Allie or Allie and Landon. And then, you know, Valerie would be taking care of the babies. And but
just works, huh?
Yeah. And then when when we had Allie, our first child, my mother-in-law slept through the night, woke up, took care of the house. Yeah, you know, cooked, cleaned, and then would take care of Allie so Valerie could get a little bit of sleep here and there. And
that's so cool.
And that's all it takes. And then I remember when her mom was about to leave after a week, and Valerie was freaking out, like she was bawling. And I looked at her and I said, "We got this." Like,
yeah, you have, and you got to be that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I feel like you got to be that support. You got to be that support.
Like, we can do this. I looked at her like I wasn't nervous at all. I was like, "We got this." Yeah. Like. Between the two of us, I'm pretty sure that we can raise this child.
Yeah, we'll be good.
Will it be messed up a little bit? Maybe.
But everybody is. That's what makes us special.
No, you, we're all messed up, man. You're going to make your mistakes. Yep. Make them and just move on. You know, it's going to be it's gonna be great.
It's going to be funny when I get to, you know, listen back on this in like 2-3 years and or 10 years and they'll be like, oh my gosh, what a noob.
You guys are good. Yeah, I mean, we look back at it and we just kind of laugh. That's we're just cool. Like, we were so scared with Allie, and now we're like 11 years later, like, well, we're doing something, right?
She's still alive.
Oh, yeah, we're done. Okay. After the twins.
Allie's pregnant right now, isn't she? Just kidding. Steve. Not yours, it's not yours.
I was going to say, it's not mine, Steve.
not me. Who is he? Just kidding, though. She's too good for that.
So, no, actually, she's the one that got the work done, so.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, if anything, I can apparently get someone pregnant, but I'm not speaking with anyone.
Yeah, so. You can go be deadbeat.
Yes.
Just so get it in the mail.
Will not
hit it and quit it.
No.
Where did we just go here?
All right. I took a turn, but yeah. Dude, we're excited for you, man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. This is cool.
No.
I'm getting wisdom. They don't have this stuff. They have all this stuff for Angie.
No, well, that's why we did this podcast.
Yeah, right?
There's a billion mom podcasts out there.
But guys, you know, and the thing is, you got to know this, like, you can do it, you know? Like, and there's a lot of things that's why I'm not going to try to get all, like, into what's happening right now in the world and the kind of political, but there is a lot to be said from having two able-bodied human beings, regardless of what they are, raising a child together.
Yeah.
You know, because you bring two different perspectives. You can bounce things off each other. You can help each other out. Mm-hmm. Trying to do it all by yourself is really, really hard. And some people don't have a choice, and they do a great job. But if you can, and if you do have a choice, and you can do it together, why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. And it makes it just a smidge easier when you have somebody that's there. That's not only there for the baby, it was there for you too. Because you guys are going to be there for each other. You're going to need each other more than ever.
The best thing that
is stressful.
The best advice I can give you right now, especially I would say within the first few months, is be the support. That's all you can be.
Yeah.
Because the baby's going to be more reliant on Angie.
Yeah.
Than it will. You.
And she's a little worried.
Yeah. It'll be
like
several.
Saying, like, I'm just like. I would say, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know that I'll just do what I need to.
I mean,
and she's more like, I want to make sure I'm okay, and I'll be like,
I think it's like the first about 3 months or so, really, man. Like, you hold and you do some diaper change, but I mean, the first 3 months, he's going to be all about her because she's feeding and whatever, you know, and then, or even just the contact, you know, but as they get older, that's when it's really like, then you really get in there.
When they get old enough to wrestle,
the strider.
I tell you what, man, even to this day, if I like get on my hands and knees to do something, I got a kid on my back. Yeah. I got a kid. Allie, 11 years old. She's on my back trying to wrestle.
That's awesome.
And I'm just like, and then next thing I got all four of them, and I'm like,
and then someone's crying.
He's on my arthritis is kicking in.
My back. Oh, that's hurting.
My back. Oh, man, I need some Aleve. that's what the old folks always said. You got any Aleve in you? Aleve. I'm leaving. Yeah. How dare you ask me if I have a leave in my house?
You're too much. All right, guys.
Baby aspirin?
Well, it was nice having you on, dude. Actually,
thanks,
it's funny because I see pictures and I've heard about you, but I never met you. So it's kind of nice to meet you finally. But Yeah, well, if you're hearing stuff about me, it's probably not good.
We'll have to do this again. Oh, my gosh, and I think after you have Benny and things are getting kind of real, yeah, bring him in. He's just, we're like, shut up. Yeah. Just stick him outside.
Stick him out. Let Molly take care of him, all right?
The kids take. No, I think, we'll get you in with the new, he'll be the new dad perspective.
Dang, there you go.
I'm going to be like, hey, guys.
Wait, what?
Smacking him. I fell asleep on the way here.
Might need to give him about 2 years.
Yeah, no blobs.
Yeah, he's just going to be sleepy the whole time. Yeah, man. Sleep, dude, when you can. That's all you can do.
I can tell you. Because even when the kids get an age to where they'll go to bed and they sleep through the night, you're going to want that time with your wife. And so you put them to bed at 8, but then you're going to be up till 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock, just spending time with her, watching TV, doing whatever you're doing. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, prepare to not have sleep until the kids are out of the house. And
I mean, it depends. But it all depends because, you know, we had one that slept, so we looked out. Mm.
Add 3 more.
Yeah, no, that's why we stopped. That was a big one, too. But anything you got, man, a question you want to put out? I mean, you know, anything.
No, I'm excited. It's your platform right now. It's actually pretty cool to be able to talk to you guys that raising kids super well.
We're experienced. We're just not pros. We're no Dr. Phil.
I was hoping
you would do it.
You got 4 babies. What were you thinking?
What you gonna do?
You stop at 1 kid, you're gonna be happy. I'm just kidding.
All right, get out of here. All right, well, hey, everyone, remember, you got Fit Donut. Go get you a donut.
Yeah, go get a Fit Donut. But we don't need to plug them anyway. Unless they're going to just start shipping us donuts. I'm not talking about
No more.
Yeah, they're going to have to hook it up, dude.
Man, I'm tired of this. You hear that, Randall?
Yeah.
Randall.
Nothing's free.
I'm not giving away anything. No donuts for you.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with another one. But we appreciate you guys. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week.
We'll figure something out. We might just ramble like we always do, but hey, that's what we do, all right?
I know. Sorry if we didn't ask you enough questions. That was probably... maybe next time.
Maybe next time. I don't know. All right, guys. Well, you all take it easy. Remember, your kids are blessings. Don't take them for granted. We'll see you guys next week.
Take care.